My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes, or probably many times, we don't think in the beauty of our faith. And I like to say that because I really in love with the faith of the Catholic Church. Because even though we find good things in other religions and in other faith, the Catholic Church has a faith given by Jesus Himself, that when we look at this faith in its whole context, we see how beautiful human beings can become if we really live out this faith with our whole hearts. Now, this faith is, of course, difficult, but this beauty is beautiful at the same time. Now, we are naturally inclined to beauty. We try to look for beauty. And we find in creation, for example, this order that is also beauty. When we see order, we see beauty. When we see mass, we see chaos. We see ugliness. Whatever is beauty, whatever there is order, then we can find God. God is working there. Even in our redemption, we got this order. You know, God could have saved us just by clutching his fingers. That's it. He's God. He doesn't need anything else. But he went up to the cross the difficult way. Why? Because God respects order, beauty. And it was necessary in God's mind to atone for our sins. To do something. Someone had to do something to ask for forgiveness to this God who has been offended by human beings. No one could do it. So he himself came to do it. To satisfy for our sins. This is order. This is justice. We want justice. You know, sometimes we forget that. But we want justice. Now, we know that in this world, we can find some kind of justice. We try to be just and to have a just society, world. But many times we don't find justice in this world. Many people go away, get along with you know, their sins and their crimes, and they never get punished. We have seen that. And people who are good people, who are noble, who are kind, sometimes they are not very happy. Sometimes they receive a lot of bad things. So when we see this world, we don't really see justice. We see some kind of justice, but not this fulfillment of justice. In this world, justice then is never fulfilled. However, God is just. He's also merciful. Just and merciful. Both qualities of God. One cannot live without the other. And God can do that because He can do anything. And He has destined this world for mercy. He has prepared this world for mercy. And that's why we don't see justice much as we wish. Because God is waiting. God has patience. God is trying to help us. Also because for Him, one day, is like 1,000 years for Him. So He had a lot of time. Now, when we see the Catholic Church, the one that I was talking in the beginning, sometimes the world doesn't really perceive us as a beautiful church with a beautiful faith. Sometimes the world, even people from inside the church who belongs to the world, perceive the church as something negative. You know, we're always condemning people. We're only always saying, don't do that. This is wrong. You know, we are talking about sin. At least in this church, we try. And and we say things that may offend people, you know. It's not polite to say that, because you can offend people. Just be quiet, preach a general idea of the gospel, but don't tell people that they are wrong. Don't tell people that abortion is bad. Don't tell people that homosexuality is bad. No, just preach that Jesus is love and that he's good, and that's it. That will be enough. And sometimes we have preached too much about hell, about condemnation. We have been, especially in the beginning of this century, probably too negative, and that may be true. Respecting with respect to this world, which is not totally bad. There are good things in this world. But the Catholic Church, even though we are not perfect, we try to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. And we try to become a people of hope. We try to communicate this hope above all, to animate people, to encourage people to hope, to have hope in Christ. This world, on the other hand, doesn't have hope, because hope means that we want something else that we don't have now, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't hope. When you have hope in your heart, you are waiting something that you don't have right now. This world, on the other hand, is contempt just with what they have. You know, whatever you are, whatever you think, whatever you desire, it's okay, it's fine. Just stay there. You're happy there, stay there. Don't care, don't be afraid of what people may say. Just, if you're happy, if you are okay with it, go ahead. You're fine. The Church wants for human beings to be what God wants. The world wants for human beings only to be what they want. God wants to be what God wants us to be, the best we can be. And that's precisely the reason why He's waiting for conversion. He's waiting for us to change, to be better. Now we see, for example, today the world, bad people, a lot of bad people, who are living very bad lives. People who probably you know. People who are into things that are very, very bad. Sins that are terrible. Abortion, pornography, murder. A lot of things going on in the world. Well, let me tell you something. They also can have hope. They also are called to be in the kingdom of God. That's something that sometimes we don't think about it, even though we find that in the gospel all the time. The Lord says, come now, let's settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. So, let's say that very, very clearly. There is no sin in this world. No sin. I don't care how terrible this sin is, that God cannot forgive. So when we say that, then we distinguish ourselves from the world, because the world is saying, no, 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 there are some things that we are not going to tolerate. There are no forgiveness for some people. Bin Laden, for example. This country, and sometimes, because, you know, it is very hard to think otherwise, but we wouldn't forgive him. We want not only justice, we want him to suffer for what he did. That's how we are, humans. And when we see someone doing some kind of harm to our dear ones, we want them to pay. But God think otherwise. He sees his people and say, okay, you are bad and you are doing bad things, but if you repent, if you are sorry, I will forgive you. Something that sometimes we cannot say. So, we preach that. And we have to be that in our minds. There is no impossible sin to forgive for God. He can forgive everything and everyone. Someone who right now can be sinning and can be killing someone or doing harm to the world or himself, tomorrow maybe seated here right next to you, praising God and going with you to the kingdom. It may happen. It has happened. So God is merciful. That's why we hope and we are so happy, because, come on, this is a good news. Somebody who is lost may be found. We are a people of hope, and we believe in this. By God's grace, they can become friends of God. But even people who maybe are not that bad or are not doing some these kind of things far away from God, maybe you who come for church, you are not perfect. I'm not perfect. We have our flaws and our mistakes. We have also to repent. And that's why we are in Lent today, because we are called to change our lives all the time. Some people may think that they just go to heaven. They will go to heaven. If you think so, then you are far away from God. No one in this church, nobody, can say, I will go to heaven, I'm sure about it. I don't have to worry about it. No one. So if you think that, you need conversion. You need to change. You need to hear the words of St. Paul saying to you, therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. And in other parts he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So evangelical mentality is wrong. They say, you know, if you believe in Jesus, if you accept Jesus as your Savior, then you are saved. You don't have to worry about anything. You will go to heaven. This is wrong. Nobody knows who is going to heaven. But we have hope. We have been saved in hope. And we believe that in God's mercy, we will be saved and we will go to heaven. But it's in His grace, not in my works, not in my goodness, not in my kindness, but only in His grace. God will give us, my dear brothers and sisters, countless opportunities to repent, to change. Every year in Lent, there is a new opportunity to change, to repent, to do what last year we didn't do, we didn't want to do. We have new opportunities to understand that God is love, to look for the truth. And we hear the words of the gospel, sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future. That's what Jesus said to the Godfather. Let me take care of him. You know, he is now doing something wrong, but let me try one more year. Let me talk to him. Let me send his mother. Let me talk to his sister. Let me show him the beauty of family, of love. Let me show him that there is hope. Let me be with him one more year. And then you will do what you want. Now, some people will say, well, if we have hope that they will repent, then let us not preach the gospel. Let us just be silent. Because they will repent, we have to have hope. No. We have a mission, a task from the Lord Himself. We are to preach the gospel with hope. But we must point out what is wrong in the world, because we want everyone to go to heaven, everyone to be saved. And the church must preach. We cannot stop preaching. Much less today, in which the church seems to be the only voice of reason in this mad world, which is getting crazier and crazier. The Catholic Church seems to be the only voice that is speaking against many things that this world accepts so easily and so naturally. The church, my dear brothers and sisters, sings the mercy of God. We say to the people, there is mercy in God. The name of God is mercy. Nothing you can do can go beyond God's mercy. He can forgive you. He can forgive you. He can love you. He can embrace you. But, my dear brothers and sisters, the day will come in which God will claim the fruits that we are supposed to give. There is mercy in this world, yes, in this life, yes. Moms, mothers, do not worry about your sons, your children who are going away from God probably. Pray for them. Try to do sacrifices for them. Hope they will come back. But you need to pray harder and harder. But there is a moment in which God will ask for the fruit. We have different moments, but the moment will come in which there won't be place for mercy because time will be over. And then we can only hope for what we have done in God's grace. My dear brothers and sisters, let us pray for those who are away from the church and away from God. Pray for those who are sinning right now, who don't care about salvation, who don't believe, that they may come, that they may be transformed. Let us pray also for ourselves who are here, who believe in God, who try to do our best, but who are not safe. That we may be able to persevere in the end, that we may be able to do our best in doing God's will. And let us pray also for this Lent season, or Lenten season, that we may transform our hearts, that we may be able to believe in the gospel and go to the world, into the world, to preach this gospel with courage, with mercy, knowing that there is hope always, but at the same time, knowing that this mercy has a limit. And we have to hurry, because people may die in sin. People may die saying no to God, and we cannot allow that. We have a responsibility. We have to preach. We have to fight. We have to look for these people. We have to pray for these people. We have a great responsibility for our brothers and sisters who are not Catholics, who are not Christians. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of this earth. Hopefully, the Lord may help us to understand this mystery. Because one day, He will say to His Father, "You can put it down. The time is over. You can do what you want." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.